news as we welcome into the studio Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Appreciate you being here today.
Thank you.
We traditionally have Fairhope Police Update the third Wednesday of each month that follows the second Tuesday Coffee with the Cop. So
yes.
Tell us how that went and what folks talked about.
Yeah, we met yesterday morning at the Nick Center at 9 o'clock, and we had a pretty good turnout. Our crowd was a little down, so I don't know if we had some people that were out. Or maybe just some people came in a little late, but we talked about our stats like we always do. I think that was the main topic this month, just kind of going over in detail the stats. We post those stats on our Facebook page so that everybody can see kind of what we're, you know, what we do from the month previous. And everything seems to be, you know, about average. We didn't really go up on any of our calls. They remained about the same as in August. But, you know, they had a couple of questions about, what are FTAs, which is a failure to appear.
Well, why don't we just go over the stats?
Absolutely.
And that's a good point.
Yes. And there was actually a couple of questions concerning the same thing on when we posted it on Facebook, and you know, we abbreviated things, so that just tells me I need to go back and explain that a little bit better so mm-hmm. that the public does know exactly what that is. Not everybody talks police talk.
Exactly. I like the new format too, where the reports and the arrest are side by side.
Yes. Just makes it a little bit easier to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So these are September 22 stats. And, of course, we don't report every single thing that we do, but we kind of highlight
yes.
the main things that we deal with on a regular basis. But so for harassment, we had 13 harassment reports. Now, what I'm going over is how many reports we actually took for September, and if there were arrests resulting from those reports, then I'm going to tell you the number of arrests.
Okay,
so on our harassment, we had 13 reports. We made 4 arrests. Domestic violence, we had 17 reports, 4 arrests. On our burglaries, we had 3 with 2 arrests. One was non-residents with force. We had 31 thefts resulting in 9 arrests. 5 frauds, and of course, you see, we haven't had any arrests, but they're still under investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, fraud investigations take us a little bit longer because it entails a lot more paperwork. We had 40 drug reports and 40 arrests.
Wow, is that up? That seems high.
I think that's about average.
Okay.
Yes. Public intox, 5 reports, 5 arrests. FTAs, which is a failure to appear, this number is usually always the largest number on our stats, which is people don't come to court, so a warrant is issued for not showing up. So failure to appear, 44 reports, 44 arrests. We had 3 disorderly conducts, 3 arrests. DUIs, we had 5 reports and 5 arrests. We had 1 assault. Did not have an arrest. I think that one was still under investigation. Breaking and entering of a motor vehicle, we had 3, no damage or theft. That's going to be all 3 of those were unlocked
mm-hmm.
vehicles. So we always encourage everyone, please lock your vehicles. 10 criminal mischief, 1 arrest. That was a destruction of jail property arrest. What happened was someone in our jail set off our sprinkler system. They actually knocked the head of the sprinkler system off and flooded the
yikes
in the side of the jail. Let's see, we had 6 sex offenses. One of those was a offender registration arrest, and that was resulted in the arrest. LSA, leaving the scene of an accident, we had 6 reports.
Really?
We have not had any arrest on those made yet.
Well, are these vehicle accidents?
These are vehicles leaving the scene of an accident, yes.
Huh, 6 reports and no mm-hmm. arrest, okay.
1 menacing, 5 tampering with evidence, 5 arrests, 3 exploit of the elderly. We have not made any arrest on that yet. Those, again, like our frauds, take a little time because it takes a little bit more paperwork to prove those cases. We had 1 reckless endangerment with 1 arrest, 3 trespassing with 2 arrests.
And the resisting arrest was 3 and 3.
3 and 3. Okay. I skipped that one. Sorry. Total calls for service, we had 1,849 calls for service. In August, we had 1,841. We did 214 reports with 227 offenses. We had 77 arrests, and of those arrests resulted in 125 total charges. We had 80 accidents. 8 of those were with injuries, and 12 private property.
Interesting.
So busy, busy month.
Let's go back to a burglary with one non-resident with force. This is a business was broken into, apparently.
Yes, yes.
Do you have any details on that?
I'm sorry, I do not have any details on that one.
All right.
I do not.
All right. What about the fires at the Triangle property that the police and fire think were intentionally set?
And, you know, we're still investigating that. We're asking anyone who has information to please come forward. If you see, and another thing, if you see something suspicious in that area, please call us and let us know. So what we have, or what we're still investigating, is that there were two in the Triangle area, and they were not just right off the road where someone threw a cigarette out. This was actually back a little ways in the woods. So that tells us that more than likely this was an intentional, or both of these were intentional fires. Now, we did have another one yesterday. We have not posted that, but we're going to get that put out today. But this one was not in the Triangle. This one was to the west of the Triangle between Main Street and Veterans Drive. So, and it, again, was a pretty good ways off of the road. So the fire department, what we have noticed is that all of these fires are occurring between 4:30 and 6 in the afternoon. But we have no suspects at this moment. I mean, this is a crime. This is arson. And they will be prosecuted once they're caught.
Okay. And so that's interesting. I was going to think maybe a homeless person overnight trying to keep warm, but these are all happening in daylight.
We have not seen anything that would indicate that where these are at, that there are any homeless. I know that I've seen a couple of posts on Facebook saying, hey, that's where homeless people have been living, but we find no evidence of that.
Okay.
So we don't know if it's juvenile related. Maybe juveniles are back there, you know, playing with something. But we don't have any suspects at this moment. But we're still looking.
Okay. All right. You also have promoted, and I was on the TV news recently, y'all are hosting another Citizens Academy. Tell us what that is, and has the deadline passed or been extended?
It's been extended. We actually had it through the 10th. This will be our second Citizens Academy. And what it is we're inviting our citizens to apply, and it will be over a six-week period. Starting January 3rd, it'll be Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 8. And what we'll do each night is we'll go over disciplines within the departments. Every night will be something different. We've got SWAT or SRT, which is our special response team. We'll have them come in and explain what they do. Our canine officers, last time we actually had the FBI come in and give an overview of what they help with, you know, with the police departments in our area. We'll go over evidence collection, do mock crime scenes, and then we also have just purchased a new simulator. It's a virtual training simulator that the council and the mayor were so happy to help us get for the department. It allows us to do a lot more training. So we'll actually run them through that simulator one night.
This sounds really cool.
It really is. We really enjoy this.
I'm seeing scenes of the, you know, crime shows in my head and thinking how people could really be up close and center and see how it all works.
Yeah, the last inside. The last class that we had really great reviews from those after they graduated, and just gave us a few more ideas of things that we could throw in there. So we really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. It really was.
So it's January 3rd through February 7th, Tuesday evenings, 5:30 until 8 p.m. And the reason you take applications, I guess, is because space is limited.
Exactly. We're kind of limiting. Last time we did 30, and then by the time we started the class, we had a few that dropped out. So we had 25. So 25 to 30 is a really good number. But we did extend the applications or the application process this time. It was supposed to end on October 10th. And now we're just kind of play it by ear until we get the slots filled.
Okay.
So we're still taking the applications because I don't know if it was because it's Tuesday night that we changed, because last time it was Thursday night. So I'm not sure if that's why. Or maybe it's the time of the year, you know, that we're not getting as many applications as we did last time.
And when you say apply, are there certain requirements we need to meet, or are we just making a reservation?
Well, basically, you're applying because the last time we had so many applicants. So we have to go through those applicants. We actually do a background check to make sure that, you know, if you've got, previous arrest, or just kind of do a general, it's not an in-depth background check, it's just a general background check to make sure the applicants that we're bringing in are one, citizens of Fairhope, because we're trying to limit that to obviously citizens of Fairhope.
You can't let just anybody in the police department behind the scenes. I get it. I understand.
Exactly, because it's information and stuff that we put out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's neat. So you can find this on the Fairhope Police Department Facebook page. It's also on our page. Is it on the website for those that don't have social media, or you can pick up an application, I guess, at the police station?
You can pick up an application at the police department, and if you go to the City of Fairhope website, you can go under public safety, and there is a tab there where you can click on, and the application will pop up for you.
Very good. Very good. Speaking of the new simulator, we have a new budget.
Yes.
And new positions. 37 new positions approved in the budget. How many will be for the police department? And if you want to give us a highlight of some of your budget wishes that are coming true.
Absolutely. So what we requested this year was we've got 3 new police officer positions. We're currently down 1, so we'll be hiring 4 in the near future. What those will allow us to do is to place more into our traffic division and maybe spread out a little bit in terms of specialty positions. We've talked about a few things, but mainly the traffic division, because as I always tell you, I mean, traffic is the number one complaint in Fairhope. And everybody's speeding. Everybody's in a hurry to get somewhere. We're running stop signs. We're running red lights. I mean, it is the number one complaint that I deal with personally in my office every day, is what can we do to stop this? So by placing a couple of more out there in our traffic division, it puts more officers visible to the community and us being able to monitor our traffic a little bit better. So we've got 3 police officer positions. We got 6 new vehicles ordered, and we had a few equipment requests that we needed to fill. But we do have a non-sworn beach patrol position. That person, we've had this position in the past, but now we haven't had it filled the last 2 years because we moved some things around. But this person is a non-sworn position, maybe somebody who's interested in being a police officer one day. This kind of gives them a general idea of what we do, but they will be at the pier and downtown area making community contacts, monitoring parking, and just kind of giving us an idea of if we have a problem down at the pier, notifying us immediately so that we can get down there.
Okay.
Because, I mean, we have been getting a lot of complaints at the pier with trash being left behind, littering, the loud music coming up the hill, speeding around the fountain.
Right.
So this will help us kind of monitor what's going on down there. We have a full-time correction officer position, a full-time dispatcher, and we will have a non-sworn community outreach coordinator position. And we're still looking at that position and see how we're going to actually fill that, if we're going to combine it with a couple of other things to expand it. And then again, training equipment, getting that simulator was major for our department, because it will allow us, we're the only one in Baldwin County that has this particular one. It's kind of like it does so many things. It allows us to train so much more without the expense of having to go out and use our ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
So we can train a lot more.
Simulate a lot of different crime scenes or scenarios. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So those are some of the highlighted things that we were able to get in the budget, and very excited about getting those.
Good, good. Anything else that you want to mention I have not thought to ask?
Yes, I have got, we've got some things coming up at the end of the month. Actually, something tomorrow. Fairhope High School is having their bonfire down at North Beach by the pier, and it will be from 6 to 8. We've got the Witch's Ride coming up on the 27th, and we will have streets closed at 5 o'clock. I do not have that map on me right this second, but we will get that posted on our Facebook page.
And we'll share it on ours when you do. So the Witch's Ride is October 27th.
Yes, October 27th. We'll close the streets at 5, and the event starts approximately 5:45.
Okay.
And it will end over by Coastal Community College, over by the amphitheater. And then we have got Downtown Trick or Treat on the 29th. We are actually going to do something a little different this year. We are closing the streets for this. Last year we had over 1,000 kids that came to our downtown area. And, you know, they come from everywhere. It's not just Fairhope. They come from Daphne. They come from Mobile.
It's just a little too risky to have the cars driving around.
Exactly. We had a lot of complaints last year in terms, you know, people, kids almost being hit. And we just cannot risk that safety.
And that's just from 10 to noon on Saturday morning.
Right. So we'll close the streets at 9. And then from 10 to 12 is the trick-or-treat. And then we'll open them promptly back up at noon.
Okay, and that is Saturday, October 29th.
That is correct.
Okay.
And I believe I've covered everything.
Okay, lots going on.
Yes,
it sounds exciting for the department moving forward in the new year, keeping up with our growth and our busyness with more personnel and more tools.
That's right.
In the toolbox. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead, we have an update from the police department the second Wednesday of each month, following the second Tuesday Coffee with the Cop, which is at 9 a.m. at the Nick Center. So you can attend that, and you can tune in. And if you miss it, you can listen later. This interview will be posted at WABF1480.com.